way. Big year. This is your time of making adjustments, you know, in our lives according to what we have learned and what we now see that we did not see months ago or weeks ago. So this is a real inward time. Sun's in Cancer. Jupiter, you know, Jupiter Lilith. You know, Lilith is an angry, you know, internal feeling where we have just not had full self-acceptance.
Hi, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you happen to be. I'm sorry, for some reason, I didn't get the cue that we were on the air, so I was a little delayed in getting on. So I apologize for that. I am on live from the East Coast of the United States. If you would like to call in today, the call-in number is 818-691-7313. So wherever you are listening from today or in the future, I thank you for being here, and I send my blessings to you wherever you are in the world, in your life at this moment. So today's topic is about being brilliant and being in your brilliance. Oh, that is a big thing. It feels so big. And some of you out there are probably going, oh my gosh, brilliant? Me? Trust me, I've been there. I know exactly what some of you are thinking. And I know there are others of you on the line who have seen your brilliance, whether it's glimpses of it or you're living in your brilliance now. So I congratulate you for that. And those of you who aren't quite aware yet of your brilliance, I congratulate you for being here, because this is the step for you to shift into being brilliant. So what does that mean? Sometimes it's hard for us to imagine. You know, growing up, you might have been told you couldn't do something you really wanted to do for various reasons. You know, such as maybe you wanted, you're a girl or a female, and you wanted to be a scientist. Or, you know, and you might have been told, oh, girls can't do that, that's for boys. Or if you're a guy, you might have been, you know, wanted to be a fashion designer. And, you know, your family or those around you may have said, oh, boys don't do that. That's for sissies. If you do that, you're a sissy. So many of us were raised in households that did not support or encourage us to be brilliant. Just breathe that in for a second. Maybe you were brought up in one of those households. I was, you know, but despite that, it's going from the knowledge that you have and the experiences from your past, and now taking that and being able to move forward. you know, I have an example from my own life. My parents got divorced when I was my senior year of high school, but my dad wasn't around very much growing up. And, you know, when I was younger and he was around, when he was around, it was great. He was always a lot of fun. And, you know, I was always really, he always made me feel special. When my parents started having marital problems, my dad was at home less and less. And my mom went into this depression. And I know that my mom was never told that she was brilliant. Though in many ways, she was. So my, you know, one of my examples, and, you know, this is, you know, a little harsh, especially for me in this situation at the age that I was. I had graduated from high school. My parents had gotten divorced. And then I was putting myself through college, just local community college. I was working two jobs to pay for the college and, you know, driving over 70 miles to get to college, you know, a day, and then working two jobs on top of that. And in the morning when I was leaving to go to school, my mother would say, she'd stand there at the door, you know, and you would hope that she, you know, moms would be there giving you a hug and a kiss and saying, have a great day, I love you, do great things. Well, my mom wasn't there. She wasn't there in that space. What my mom would say when I was going out the door with the finger wag going on, I don't know what you're doing that for. You're never going to make anything of your life. Whoa. Pretty tough stuff. So I didn't start where I am today. I started from a place of not knowing I was brilliant, like perhaps many of you are in that space now or have been in the past. You don't know that you're brilliant, or you didn't know that you're brilliant. Well, I today am here to let you know you are brilliant. You are like the diamond in the rough, the piece of coal that's just waiting to be polished. So how are you in your life going to polish that coal? Well, there are a number of ways that you can do that. You're doing it by being here listening to me. That's one way. I commend you for taking that step. You can do a lot of things. You can listen to some of the fabulous people on Hay House Radio. You can go to seminars locally to wherever you are and start doing things to help you feel good about you. Because when you feel good about you, your whole life shifts. And those around you shift. They have to. Not everyone may embrace your shift and your brilliance. So you know. And that's okay, because the people who don't embrace it are the ones who aren't supporting you in your brilliance. And relationships, you know, sometimes need to change. They need to shift. And that may be the shift that you need to release those relationships. Oh, take a deep breath. Just breathe that in. Feel that for a moment. If you'd like to call in, the call-in number is 818-691-7313. I am also in the chat room, and so if you'd like to join me in the chat, you can do so there as well. So let's just take a moment to bring some positive energy into this and really ask for guidance and assistance in our and your brilliance today. So I would like everybody, if you're driving, please do not do this, or if you're operating any heavy equipment, even though it's just going to be a quick, short grounding meditation, please, do it only if it's safe for you to do. So that being said, you can always listen to the replay at a later time. And it's live and evergreen, so whether you're listening to me now or listening to me a week from now or 6 months from now, the energy is still there. Not only is it there, but it continues to increase as time goes on and more people log on and listen and participate in the show and in the meditations. So I would like you, if you're not sitting down, to sit down if you possibly can. If not, that's okay if you're standing or laying down. Imagine as you get comfortable with your feet both on the ground, legs and arms uncrossed. Take a nice, deep, cleansing belly breath in. So you, as the belly breathe in, your abdomen expands first. And then the air fills your lungs from the bottom all the way to the top. And as you expel the air, it releases all the toxins that have been stuck in the lower part of your lungs. So deep belly breathing is really, really key and important to good health. And it's a good idea to do it at least once a day, minimum 5 breaths. If you can do it more than that, it's fantastic. So we're going to breathe into our nose and out through our mouth. And as you exhale out, make an audible sound, whatever is good for you. It may be an ah or an oh or a whoosh or a or hum or so, whatever. So make an audible sound out, because that audible sound triggers the brain to go into a relaxation state. This is a really, really easy and great technique to use. To get into that relaxation point, especially if you have trouble quieting your mind like I do. Okay, so now everyone with your feet grounded on the floor, take a deep belly breath in, and I'm going to do this with you. In through your nose, hold it for a few seconds, and then a big whoosh out through your mouth. Oh, I can feel everybody's stress just releasing and the tension just going away. It's a great, great technique to use anytime during your day, especially, you know, if you are in an uncomfortable situation. Just take a step back and say, can you excuse me for 1 minute? And then do a couple of breathing breaths, and then you can return to the conversation. And you'll be centered and be able to hear the other person and speak from a place of your heart, from your heart chakra, and a place of higher truth and knowing. So again, another deep breath in and a big exhale out. And this time, as you breathe in, imagine a golden cord of white light coming down from the heavens or from the universe, whatever you're comfortable with, and connecting through the top of your head, the crown chakra. And as this light comes through, imagine it coming through your head, activating all the energy points in your brain, the amygdala and the pineal gland and the pituitary, and then coming down through your throat chakra, through your entire spine, out the base of your spine, and into the earth, and ground down into the earth. So as we breathe in again, again, you're going to visualize the golden cord or the white light from the universe or the God center, the heavens, coming down, breathing it in, into your crown chakra, into your head, as it lights up all those areas in your brain connected to spirit, your third eye, through your throat chakra, all the way down through your spine, out your base of root chakra, the bottom of your spine, and ground down into Mother Earth. And one more deep breath in. And I ask that everyone's angels and guides be here today, guides of the highest vibration, here today as you're listening to this live, whether it is today or sometime in the future. Your guides and angels, I invite you all to come in now to support you throughout this process and the rest of our show. Next deep breath in. Fabulous. Okay, so I'm going to continue now that we are all centered and grounded. We have about 15 minutes left. And while I'm thinking of it, before time gets away from me, I do want to let you know how to contact me. You can find my website at www.cynthiafontaine.com. I am on Facebook, Twitter. I have a blog on, Google. So you can find my blog there. My Facebook page is kind of really a long one. One of these days I am going to shorten the title. So it's Facebook /pages/ intuitive medium psychic gifted healer animal communicator inspirational teacher Cynthia Fontaine. And if you have trouble finding me there, you can find my personal page, which is CynthiaFontaine.142. I would like to let you know, however, that almost nothing happens on my personal page, and all the action really is on my intuitive page. So if you really want to be in touch with me, the intuitive page is the way to do it. You can also message me there. My email is CynthiaFontaine@live.com, CYNTHIA@LIVE.com. I do get hundreds and hundreds of emails a day, so it's best if you message me through Facebook. And I do have some appointments available in the next week. It's sort of sporadic for the next month. I have a big function again coming up in July where I will be seeing less of you guys on Facebook and on social media for about a week. I do a big fundraising event every year that I've been doing for many, many years now. My brothers and I do this together. So if you would like an appointment, know that they are limited for the next month, but I would be happy to make time to fit you in. And you can message me for an appointment, or you can make an appointment directly on my website. So now let's get back to the topic at hand. Brilliant, and you being brilliant. Being brilliant in your life, and what does that really mean? Well, for me, being brilliant means being brilliant in everything you do. And what doesn't it mean? Well, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be a firefighter rushing into burning buildings. Though, we're also grateful that we have those brave and brilliant people when we do need them to help us. My best friend's parents had a fire recently, and, thankfully the fire department responded really quickly and was able to get the fire under control really quickly and saved their home. But that's not for everyone. So what does brilliant mean for you? Well, brilliant may mean that you engage actively and positively with the people around you. For example, I was at a fundraiser on Sunday with my partner and his brother and his fiance. And there was this little girl. It was a Clam Boyle fundraiser. And for those of you who are not on the East Coast, we have these fabulous clams that come straight from the ocean here that are just amazing. So the Clam Boyles are a big thing here, especially in the summer. So we're at this fundraiser, and there was this little girl at our table, and she did not want to eat the clam because it looked funky. Well, my partner engaged this little girl into having a contest of who could eat the clam first. And that is really showing your brilliance. He was just fabulous with this little girl who he didn't know. By him doing that with her and engaging her in the moment, that was a moment of brilliance. So it's those moments that can make your life brilliant. It's not necessary that you go out and do huge, great things. What are the small things in your life? Where are those small things where you can be brilliant and shine your light? When you add up all those small things, when you look back, say, a month or 6 months or a year from now, you'll be, wow, I really have a brilliant life. And those around you will show their brilliance as well. So often we feel that, oh my gosh, well, if I don't do something big, then, you know, I'm not great. I'm not brilliant. You know, what? Who am I possibly to think that I am? Well, again, it's those small things that add to someone's life, and it can be in the smallest way that make a huge difference. And when you add to someone's life, you add to the universe, you add to your own life, and that's a little bit more positive energy out there. So what are some of the things that you can help for you to feel better and to feel more brilliant in your life right now and bringing your life into alignment for your highest good? One thing you can do is to realize that the small things petty things are just that small. And, you know, we were just talking about the small things that you can do to be brilliant. There are also the small things that you can choose that make your life not so brilliant. For example, if you happen to be in disagreement with your spouse or partner, family member or coworker, you know, over something as simple as, you know, maybe your spouse didn't pick up the dirty clothes off the floor and you felt that you needed to do it and you have so much on your plate, it's that just that added little extra thing that really gets under your skin. Well, when you stop and think about it and breathe it in and ask yourself, how important is this? How important is it? Will it matter a week from now, a month from now, or 6 months from now? 99% of the time, the answer is no. If the answer does happen to be yes for you, then I urge you to approach it from a heartfelt and centered way that so the person who you are approaching the subject with can hear you and not feel attacked. That's really, really important. So many of us get caught up in the, well, you did, and this happened, and so forth, that we lose sight of the big picture and what really matters. You know, and separations and divorces and breakdowns of families, and even in the workforce. You know, that's what it is. It's all those little things that build up over time, and then next thing you know, the relationship has eroded so much that, you know, you feel that there is no saving it. So even if you feel you're at a place in your life right now where there's no saving where you're at, try an experiment for 30 days. Whether it's in the workplace or the family, or especially with a partner or spouse, make a commitment for 30 days to only say positive things to each other. Refrain from saying any negative things and see what shift can happen. Don't let the bother, the small things get to you. Two weeks ago, many of you know that I ballroom dance. And 2 weeks ago, while at ballroom dance on a Friday night, I was dancing with my dance partner. And there was a pro who happened to be at the event this night. And he was dancing with several of the ladies there, but one in particular. And they were really oblivious to what was going on around them. Now, ballroom dance is very, for those of you who are familiar with it, know, you know, it's very elegant, and people have high integrity of etiquette and courteousness. And for those of you who don't ballroom dance, you now know of the high level of integrity and courteous by me speaking of it here. Well, this particular couple, while dancing, bumped into my dance partner and I on the dance floor, which, you know, that does happen sometimes. However, we were the only two couples on the dance floor, and they bumped into us, and no apology or even hesitation came, which you would expect, particularly from a dance pro. Well, when that song was done, my dance partner and I left the floor, and we moved over to a table area, and the couple continued dancing to that song, and they bumped into us again while we were in the tabled area at the dance floor. Well, my dance partner was ready to lose his cool. He got really angry. You could see the blood pressure rising. His face got really red. And I stopped, and I put my hand on his heart, and I said, ask yourself, really, though it was rude, and he should have and could have apologized, how important is it? And are you going to let this guy's rudeness impact your life to ruin your night and your day? Will it make a difference tomorrow or the next day, a week from now? Well, of course he said no. So ask yourself that when you're in the moment of something, you know, that's uncomfortable. How important is it really? Now, we are starting to run out of time here, and I am going to increase to an hour show very soon. I am looking at July, though July is really, really tight for me. I am going to try to go up to an hour in July, and I will certainly let you know as soon as I do that. But we only have a couple minutes left here, and I want to cover the rest of the topic. So number two, embrace and know that you are never alone. Even if it seems you don't have a good support system around you, maybe, you know, you come from a highly dysfunctional family, maybe there's drugs or alcoholism, maybe abuse, like in my background. But, you know, you can create a good, healthy support system. It takes time. As you get healthy, the people around you will get healthy, or you'll attract healthier people into your life. In the meantime, if you don't have that immediate support system around you, go out and find it. And it doesn't have to be in person. There's lots of support out there to help you to be the best you that you can be. You can tune into shows on Hay House Radio, for example. You can tune into my show. There's so much positive information out there. So I urge you to look for it and start to embrace it. Okay, number three, no spirit never leaves you. You always have spirit with you. Many of us get spiritually lazy and only call on spirit or your angels or saints or God, whoever you may call or believe in, in times of despair, and yet forget about them when your life is going well. So if you have not worked with guides and angels before, begin today. They are always there to support you. The key is you have to ask. We're down to a minute and a half here. So what I want to leave you with today is be confident. Know that you are brilliant. You are full of potential. Humble yourself in this knowledge and your gifts will flourish. Everything that you know, you are and do is a gift to the world. However, separate this gift from your ego, your pride, and your gift begins to shine. Be still and allow humility to diminish your pride and self-righteousness. As you quiet your spirit, the answers you seek in your life will materialize. Be kind, compassionate, and generous of spirit. Seek first the solutions that positively impact lives of others. As you bless others, providence will smile on you. Your blessings will chase you down and overtake you. Be humble. Know that you are an expression of the infinite. This life is not about you. It's about how you can be a blessing to the world. True greatness begins with humility. You have the greatness within you. That's Les Brown. Fabulous. I want to leave you with that today. I want to thank you for joining in today. I want to send you blessings for a fabulous and wonderful, wonderfully blessed weekend. Thank you. I love you. Message me, friend me on Facebook, and I will see you next week.